So, you know, when you have a toothache, you go to a dentist, right? You don't ask your auto mechanic to just like grab some pliers and fix it.
Right, yeah, the physical boundary there is obvious. I mean, we demand specialized, proven competence when we're in actual physical pain.
Exactly. But step into the world of life decisions, like starting a business, investing, navigating a relationship, and suddenly that logic just evaporates. We take life-altering advice from literally anyone who happens to be in the room.
It's wild, but we do.
We really do. So welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are diving into your week four workbook, specifically getting you ready for the day one module. Our mission today is unpacking law four, which is never take the advice of anyone on any specific thing that they have not proven to be highly competent at.
And we aren't just going to review, what the law is. We really want to explore the underlying neurological mechanics of why your brain routinely sabotages you when it comes to seeking guidance.
It really is a fascinating form of self-sabotage, honestly. The workbook gives this great example of asking your uncle, who happens to be a brilliant aerospace engineer, for advice on opening a restaurant. We do it just because society labels him as smart.
Right, and that label is exactly what the brain exploits. When a decision carries heavy emotional weight, your brain isn't actually looking for advice.
Wait, what is it looking for then?
It's looking for validation. You suffer from confirmation bias, meaning your subconscious has already picked a path, right? So it deliberately selects the smart person in your circle who is most likely to just cheerlead that choice.
Wow. Yeah. Because if we go to an actual restaurant owner, they'll give us the brutal reality. They'll tell us we have to work 80-hour winks for 5 years just to break even.
Precisely. We actively avoid the true expert because we want the cheerleader, not the coach. We are hardwired to dodge cognitive dissonance.
Which is that uncomfortable mental friction, right? Like holding two conflicting ideas at once.
Yeah, exactly. Like thinking, oh, I am so excited about this restaurant, but also, this expert just proved my business plan is terrible. Your brain vastly prefers the comforting lie of the aerospace engineer to the painful truth of the restaurateur.
That makes total sense. Which brings us to the actual work you were doing today. To break this habit, the workbook forces you into a really ruthless psychological audit.
Right. It pushes you to dig into your past and pinpoint exactly when you took unqualified advice.
And then it has you identify a current blind spot and actively map out someone in your network who has real, undeniable expertise. But I have to challenge this just a bit.
Okay, go for it.
Like, if a close friend comes to me with well-meaning advice, isn't it incredibly arrogant or at least deeply cynical to just disregard them because they don't have the resume for it?
Well, it feels cynical because the human brain really struggles to separate affection from competence.
No, like the halo effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You love your friend, so your brain assumes their good intentions equal good judgment. Disregarding their advice isn't arrogant, it's a cognitive discipline.
I love that phrase, cognitive discipline. So the exercises today are designed to snap that link.
Yeah, you can absolutely value a friend's emotional support without letting them design your investment portfolio.
Right. And that separation of affection and competence is absolutely crucial when you get to the mental code rewrites for today. The workbook asks you to install a new baseline, which is respect evidence more than confidence.
Which is so hard for us to
It
do.
is. Why is confidence so seductive to us in the first place? Like, why do we constantly fall for the loudest voice in the room?
Honestly, it comes down to metabolic energy. The brain loves cognitive ease. When someone speaks with absolute, unwavering confidence, your brain just doesn't have to work as hard to process doubt or nuance.
Because it just feels safe.
Exactly. But a true expert's confidence is rooted in actual results. In fact, a hallmark of real expertise is the willingness to say, hey, that is outside my wheelhouse.
It's such a great counterintuitive truth. Admitting a limit actually makes someone more trustworthy. Like, if they tell you what they don't know, you can actually trust them when they tell you what they do know.
Absolutely. And building that trusted network ties directly into tonight's bedtime protocol. Right before sleep, the workbook instructs you to ask yourself a very specific question.
Right. It asks, which key interest in my life would benefit the most right now from some true expert level advice? And who do I know who might lead me to that advice? So we're basically recruiting the brain to do the heavy lifting while you sleep.
Yeah, from a neurobiological standpoint, this is a highly effective strategy. When you seed the mind with a targeted question right as you drift off, you leverage offline processing.
Offline processing. So during sleep, your brain is doing what exactly?
Well, it consolidates memories and runs pattern recognition algorithms without the interference of your waking anxieties. You're essentially turning your subconscious into a background search engine.
Oh, wow. That is wild. So it connects disparate nodes in your social network that you might completely miss when you're awake and stressed out.
Precisely. It works on the problem while you rest.
So your goal for today is to really lean into that discomfort. When you're journaling, don't gloss over the uncomfortable memories of when you took terrible advice. Exposing those flaws today is what creates the entire foundation for the rest of the week's modules.
Absolutely. Do the work today. And as you prepare to audit your network, consider this tonight. When was the last time you gave advice to someone else on a topic you had absolutely no business speaking about?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Were you actually trying to help them, or are you just trying to feel important? Dive into day one, and we'll see you ready for tomorrow's module.